Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning, Daniel.
Hi, Ryan.
How's it going over there?
Good.
Where is over there? Where are you?
Bray County, Wicklow.
Are you in the town or near the town? Are you near the sea or are you near the Sugarloaf?
I'm near the Sugarloaf.
Are you? Do you live in the mountain or in a house near the mountain?
In a house near the mountain.
Is the house a proper house with a roof and windows or a cave like Bilbo Baggins?
I think you know which would be a house with windows and a roof.
Has it got a door that you walk in?
Yeah.
Has it got a letterbox?
Yes.
Has it got a fridge?
Yes.
Television?
Yes.
Cooker?
Yes.
Bath?
Yes.
Shower?
Yes.
Sink?
Yes.
Taps?
Yes.
Running water?
Yeah.
Toilet?
Yes.
Sewer system?
What?
Yeah. Goldfish?
Yes.
Hamster or any class of rodent?
No.
Dog?
No.
Cat?
Yes.
Brother?
Yes.
Sister?
Yes.
Mammy?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty normal house. Now, do you know stuff?
Yes.
Are you on your holidays?
No.
What? Are you on your Easter holidays from school?
Oh, yeah. I'm not on holidays in a different country.
Oh, yeah, that's true. What country would you like to be on holidays in now, if I could send you away now?
Lanzarote, probably.
Lanzarote. To work on your suntan, Daniel?
I don't know.
No, what would you do over there?
I'd go to a submarine trip, which I went with my dad.
Yeah.
And I'd have a sand fight with my dad because he throws sand at me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get him back.
You're going to get him back. Do you like playing with your dad and doing stuff?
Yeah.
Is he good fun?
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing to do in the whole world with your dad?
Probably go to AstroTurf and play football.
Oh, that's fun. And what age are you, Dan? Are you 10?
8 1/4.
8 1/4. So are you too big to be to get a piggyback or go on your shoulder back on your dad's shoulders or anything like that, or can you still do that?
Definitely not.
No? Are you tall?
Yeah.
Would you be too embarrassed to do that now?
Yeah.
Oh, you should never be too embarrassed to do that. It's great fun to go on your dad's shoulders.
Yeah. I've got the best dad in the world.
Now, did your mum just prompt you to say that, or did you actually say that yourself?
I said that myself.
Why do you say he's the best dad in the world?
Because he's really fun.
Yeah.
And he's really fun because he keeps a roof over my head, and that's really, I really appreciate it because I would not like to be on the ground now.
You don't like to be on the ground?
I wouldn't like to be on the hard, cold ground right now.
No, you wouldn't. What's the hard, cold ground?
It would kind of be a road or else a bumpy path or stones or something.
And you wouldn't like to be on that, is that what you mean?
No.
That would be
yes.
Of course. And your dad helps you by going to work and making sure that you got clothes and food and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And your mum, tell me about your mum. How amazing is she?
She's really amazing. She's really hygienic.
Oh, that's great.
And yeah.
Yeah, that'll do. She's hygienic. That's really important though, isn't it? That she keeps everything clean and nice and tidy.
Mm.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So what class are you in then?
Second.
What's your teacher's name there?
Miss Bourne.
She's boring, is she? I just got a burn from an 8-year-old. Sorry, are you 8 1/4? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you doing today when this is all over?
Going swimming.
Oh, lucky thing. You like your activities, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, let's see how much stuff you know. Daniel, give us some letters there, please.
L.
What L is something you do when you hear a really funny joke?
Laugh.
Yeah. I'll take another letter, please.
E.
What E is the time of year when you scoff lots of chocolate eggs?
Easter.
And another one, please, Daniel.
G.
What G is a website you use to look up pretty much everything?
Google.
Google it. Google it. And another one.
O.
What O is a vegetable that can make you cry when you cut into it?
Onion.
Onion. And finally.
D.
What D is a book that explains what words mean?
Dictionary.
Daniel, that is a splendid turn of events. 5 out of 5, which means you've just won yourself a horrible little lunchbox. So congratulations. I'm delighted for you. I forgot my notepad today. Damn it. I'll have to get Grace to bring it down if she can. So Daniel, have a great day and enjoy the rest of your non-holiday holiday from school.
Can I ask you 2 questions?
Yes.
Could you please sign the lunchbox?
Yes, I can, with pleasure.
And no homework for my school.
Okay, well...
On the 15th of April.
Oh, right, that's specific. What's happening on the 15th of April?
It's because our 6th class in our school won a final in hockey against Dalkey.
Oh, well, congratulations to your school. That's great news.
So...
And what school are you in?
Michael National School.
Okay, well that's great. On the 15th of April. All right. Well, I'll try. What? And who's your teacher? Oh, you told me.
Miss Bourne.
As in like Bourne Ultimatum. Is it like that?
Where?
No. I'm being real this time.
Our principal's called Mrs. Senior.
Okay. So I'll look into that and try and get some class. We got tests. Who's that?
Yeah. And can you give a shout out to my dad who's at work now?
Where is he? What does he work at?
Ferndale Cars.
Okay, and what's his name?
Ed.
Ed Hennessy?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he sounds like a fab dad and a great guy. So, good morning, Ed. Good morning, Mr. Hennessy. And Daniel, you did really well this morning, so well done. Enjoy your day and tell your hygienic mum I said hello.
What?
Yeah, that's okay. Just tell your mum I said hi.
All right.
Okay, bye, Daniel.